I'm going to dedicate this to my niece, Presley, who's on the way to the University of Wisconsin. She's in the car, and this is the only thing that's making her happy right now.
Well, at least somebody is.
Yay! Somebody is happy.
No, I'm sure she's thrilled. Who do we have today, Holly?
We are starting with Blake this morning.
Hi, Blake. Hello?
Hello. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I love this segment. I'm so excited to see what's up with Andrew.
Oh, well, I'm glad you love it. That's great. you and my niece Presley are the only two, just FYI. Yeah.
Good for us.
Yeah, good for you. Okay, Blake, tell us about your date with Andrew, please, my friend.
Okay, so classic story. We met online. Just so excited to meet in person. And when we did, it was magic, you guys. Like, wow. Just my type. We went out to dinner, had a really good time. Super, like, super flirty all night long. Ended with a little footsie under the table.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Okay. Getting those feet involved.
Yep. But now, like, you know, after the fact, here we are. I'm getting ghosted, and I don't understand.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. One thing I liked him right away, though, is, or at least I thought, there was, like, no mystery of friend zone. You know what I mean? We met, and we were like, hi, I'm into you. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love
that. Okay, so that's 0-60.
I love that, Blake.
Yeah.
I love that. Because that's, I usually ask that, Blake, of like, okay, were you swimming in the friend pool?
Nope, certainly not. Okay. Which makes it even more confusing why he hasn't messaged me back, right?
Okay. How did it, if you played footsie, like mid-date, how did it end?
Oh, good question, yeah.
I mean, it ended pretty well. Like, we didn't, there's a little kiss as we left. We didn't do anything more on the first date. We're keeping it classy, you know?
I love so. That. I love that for you. Yep.
Okay.
You don't play footsie and tell.
Yeah.
So you did. You went like to like half a base. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Atta boy.
It sounds very appropriate. Very, you know.
Reserved.
PG-13 maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. But you liked him and you're just nothing. You're hearing nothing from him.
No, nothing at all. That's why I'm so confused.
Oh.
And I know you guys often ask, like, you know, like, okay, so what happened, right?
Yeah,
you know
look inside so, like, yourself, what?
Yeah,
Blake.
Like, you know, do the full, when you think, okay, if I could, because you usually can be like, well, maybe I had spinach in my teeth or something like that. Was there a spinach in the teeth moment?
So that's why I said it, because I've been thinking about that, right? Because I'm like, okay, like, how's my breath? You know?
Right.
But, the only thing I could think was that, like, maybe I offended him with the restaurant pick. I don't want to name it on the air, obviously, because the service was not great. But there just, like, weren't a whole lot of I wasn't, like, thinking about it, but there weren't a whole lot of vegetarian options, and he's a vegetarian. And I'm like, oh, maybe he was, like, bad pick, you know?
Oh,
but
sure.
Is that a reason to not call me back? Come on.
No. And thank you for not naming them.
Yes.
Thank you for
Yeah. So, yes. You know, maybe he was a militant vegan and you didn't know it, but you didn't get any indication on that.
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
Yeah. Right. Should have run to red, just saying.
Yeah. Anyway, now you know.
Sliding in that shameless plug.
Well done.
Anyway, thank you, broadcast professional. So, Blake, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. You're going to be able to hear everything. Holly's going to make it so that you can hear everything. Andrew is on the other line, but he is hearing hold music and only thinks that he has been nominated by a friend or family member to take part in a dating fun dating segment on our show. Okay, he doesn't know what's about you.
Was fun in quotes?
Fun in quotes. Yeah, he doesn't know that though. Okay, hold on, Blake.
I mean, here's what I'm going to say before we talk to Andrew.
Yes,
if
ma'am.
It is about the bad service at the restaurant or the lack of choices on the menu, I'm going to be frustrated by that.
Okay.
That's my preview. Okay. My feelings.
That's your preview. Okay.
My preview of my feelings.
Next on Colleen.
On Colleen's feelings.
Okay. Andrew, are you there?
Hi, happy to be here.
Well, no. Hi, stand by. No, we're thrilled you're here too, Andrew. How you doing, buddy?
I'm okay. Excited.
Oh, good. That's not usual for people in your position on this silly segment. So you know that you've been nominated. Holly talked to you. You've been nominated, and thank you for agreeing to do this. We know it's a busy time of day. We won't take up a lot. So this is called Second Chance Romance, and we like to reunite people. We hope this is a good thing. Andrew, what we didn't tell you, and we hope that you will not be angry at us, is it's not an accident that you were nominated. We actually got an email about you specifically.
Okay.
Somebody that went out with you in the past, recent past, wants to reunite because I guess there was nothing after the first date. That person is Blake.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Okay. Andrew, if I can ask, and if I can get in your business a little bit more on the radio, so say what you want, don't say what you want. Was there a reason why? Because we were told there was nothing after the first date. Was there a reason?
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that. I guess he told you about the dinner.
We are aware that his guess was that the dinner didn't have a lot of options for you specifically.
And maybe also the service wasn't so great.
Well, no. Okay. So, yeah, we met for dinner. And I just want to say Blake's a great guy. He's, you know, very good looking. And I could tell that he was into me. And I thought the date went fine. You know, he was even playing footsie with me under the table. But
sounds like a highlight.
A little bit, that's fun and all. But then it got a little weird.
Weird how? I'm just asking. I'm all up in your business. Yep. So, yeah.
Well, so he grabs my foot under the table and he pulls my boot off and I pulled my foot back because I was like, what are you doing? I pretend to be ticklish, like feet stuff. That's a huge red flag for me. I am not into it.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So maybe there wasn't a review of the footsie rules prior to the footsie.
Yeah, it was a little too much foot stuff.
Yeah. And,
in a public place.
I'm not into feet.
10-4.
Yeah.
10-4, I believe me. I to quote NeNe Leakes, we see each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I just quoted a Real Housewife.
That's so good.
On Second Chance Romance. Andrew, you've been very honest, and we appreciate that. So we're going to be honest right back. You've probably figured this out. Blake is on the other line and is hurt. Because he wanted, okay, I know. Don't be mad at us. He wanted to reunite with you. So, Holly, so now at least you guys can talk about this, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Blake, you're now up. You heard what Andrew said. What do you want to say?
Well, first and foremost, hey, good to talk to you.
Hey.
But secondly, so what's the big deal? We were already playing footsie.
Yeah, I know. I'm just not into it. I had my thick socks on and just felt like it was just too much for a first date. Are you really into feet or something?
I mean, maybe, kind of. Nobody knew what was going on. It was fine.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about other people. It's just the foot stuff. It's not my thing. It just grosses me out.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, here's the deal. So,
thank you, Holly.
Yeah. This is Second Chance Romance. Blake and Andrew, we want to give you a second chance.
at this? I mean, now that maybe some boundaries have been established here.
Oh, good
word. I know, I feel like I want to like build a bridge for them.
Yes.
But it's up to the
Paul
two
Simon,
of them.
I don't know.
I know.
Well, troubled waters. The bridge that we have to offer you is in the form of gift cards to go on a second date. You know, the second date will be on us. Now that you guys know what you're into, what do you say? Give it a second chance?
Andrew?
Oh, you know, it's going to be a no for me. And listen, I just want to apologize. I'm sorry I ghosted you. I should have just said I'm not interested. It's just a feet thing. I really don't like feet. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's all good. You do you, boo-boo. Andrew, thank you. And Blake, I'm sorry we couldn't help you more.
It's all good. Different feet on everyone you meet, you know.
That's true. Right.
Mm-hmm. True.
There's a pot for every lid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bye, guys.
I feel like this show has been very foot forward.
Knock your feet, mommy.
But imagine if they were sharing appetizers or finger food, yeah, or oof, chips and salsa, mm-mm, or something. I just the whole
would you like toe jam?
Would you like, yeah,
a side of toe jam?
Yeah, that's not salsa verde.
No.
Yeah.
Extra chunky.
I understand this because I'm not a feet person, mm-hmm, and I don't kink shame. But it is the one little thing that I just, my mind, I'm not wired that way.
Right.
Yeah. Again, you do you, boo-boo. I just don't understand it.
I do feel like, I don't know. I feel like it's always good to check in with the person before you remove their sock, yeah, under the table.
Well, did they say? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I just
feel
heard.
Like it was just like the sock stayed on because okay, then it was like, yes, oh, next level.
I don't know. Yeah. It's, oh, yeah. Yeah. Again, like you said, Jason, I don't want to kink shame, but yeah, I do no, feel like that's a you got to check yourself. Check it out before
you take your socks off at the Red Lobster.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, or at the Olive Garden. Sir, yeah, would you like some Parmesan cheese?
Okay, Holly, always next level. Always.
When you're here, your family with shoes on.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leave your shoes at the door.
You've got mail.
I'll end it how we began it with my brilliant, beautiful, talented niece, Presley. Quote, ew. Ew, yeah, ew. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yep. Thank you, yep, Press.
I, yeah, do under, I do. I also agree.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We shall return with Ye Old Dirt Alert.
When the exterior of your home is damaged or worn out, it's like being in the rain with an umbrella full of holes. Hey, it's Alexis from my friends at JTR Roofing. The JTR Roofing name says roofing, but they do so much more. Angel and I worked with JTR Roofing to replace our soffit and fascia, and we had an amazing experience. Whether you need roofing, siding, soffit, fascia, gutters, windows, or a deck, JTR Roofing can help. Get a head start on your spring projects by calling them today. Mention me or my talk to save up to $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters. That's right, save up to $1,000 for being a My Talker. JTR Roofing also works with insurance. Contact them today for a free estimate at 651-777-7394 or visit jtrroofinginc.com. And don't forget to tell them Alexa sent you to save up to $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters. JTR Roofing works with quality materials to provide a home exterior that not only looks great but lasts as well. And they proudly serve the Twin Cities area as well as Western Wisconsin.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Dirt Alert, Dirt Alert, Dirt Alert, Dirt Alert, Dirt Alert, Dirt Alert.
lot going on in the world of pop culture. We're going to give you just a slice of it in the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts. Hello again, Holly.
Oh, hello again. This Sean Diddy Combs story is just, it's going to be real big, and we're going to be talking about it for quite some time. And folks are starting to come forward with their experiences with Diddy. Now, they're not really necessarily going into detail, but they are essentially saying, like, this was an open secret in Hollywood, in entertainment spaces, about the way that Diddy behaved. And one of the people that is talking is Tanika Ray. She's a former host of Extra, Extra, Extra,
Extra.
And she was also a backup dancer for Diddy back in the 90s. And she made a social media post about an allegedly horrific experience, that's what she's calling it, that made her steer clear of Diddy for years. Now, she didn't go into details about that experience, but what she did say is, I just knew to avoid him at all costs. And she's like, yeah, I danced for him and I kept my space. I interviewed him for his projects and I kept my space. Nothing that is happening is surprising.
So many people are saying that. So many people.
Right. And Torre, who you might know from back in the day, he worked for Rolling Stone, MTV News. He was also on MSNBC, excuse me. You know, he gave an interview on Joy Reid earlier this week talking about Diddy. And he told a story about knowing Diddy well enough where he asked Diddy for a favor to get an internship for a family member who wanted to work for Bad Boy as an intern. And Diddy said yes. But Torre claimed that this relative's internship ended abruptly, like 3 or 4 months into it. And Torre said, you know, I spoke to my family member and asked what happened. And they wouldn't say. And ultimately, this family member did say, and Torre said that Puff had said, come home, stay the night with me, or the internship is over.
And probably, you know, in addition to that, there probably are multiple NDAs, which then, you know, make people not able to, or think they aren't able to tell their stories, which is what ends up protecting this exact behavior. And this is why we keep seeing it over and over and over and over again.
I said it toward the end of our show yesterday, and it is, and I can't not think about it. I really wish that Usher and Justin Bieber could have an unedited, uncensored interview where they can spill what they know, because I think those two people have seen some stuff.
Yeah. And like we said, Jason, yesterday in the Dirt Alert, interviews, old interviews are coming to light. Yeah, Usher, him talking with Howard Stern maybe about 6-7 years ago, talking about being a teenager and at the advice of record executive L.A. Reid, living with Diddy in New York City as a teen. And kind of the same is happening with Justin Bieber. Not so much unsurfaced interviews, but people are going back and looking at photographs and filmed bits and segments that Justin Bieber did with Sean Diddy Combs, because Justin Bieber was a protege of Usher. So that's where we are kind of in the music lineage of all of this. And so there was a relationship of sorts between the two of them. You know, it looked like, you know, Diddy was being a mentor to Justin Bieber. But yeah, Jason, you're right, where it's like, hey, you know, in what was going on? I mean, we care about you and we would like to hear from you. Whether or not that's actually going to happen, we don't know.
And there will be a docuseries at some point.
Oh, yeah. There will be, I think there will be a sit-down R. Kelly, Gayle King interview as well.
100%
And the lawyer switch is what gets me to the lawyers that Diddy has fired and then the people that he has hired over the last few months. Look at what their expertise is, and it, you don't need to look any further.
Yeah. And interesting, there, I think it was in the past year or two, Sean Combs, Diddy, doing a PR puff piece in the New York Times, trying to reposition.
Emphasis on puff.
Trying to reposition him. And so all these things are fascinating pieces of the puzzle. And, you know, we'll keep you updated on this. A big story in Hollywood.
A Russian nesting doll, a segment within a segment. It's a just saying comboed with an unhappy homo. I'm going off on trolls for a very specific reason next.
is for David and the team at First Equity. Do you have a mortgage question? Are you thinking of refinancing? Or maybe you're thinking about buying your first home? Well, now is a fantastic time to get those financial ducks in a row, make that appointment with David and the team at First Equity, and answer the most important question, is it the right time? What's so great about working with First Equity is that they're live and local. They've been in our market 23 years and counting, not going anywhere. And what's so wonderful is they take the time to get to know you and answer that very important question. And also make sure that you're set up for success. Shop for a mortgage before you shop for a home and do it with First Equity. They can shop multiple lenders. They, of course, can do it all. Conventional, FHA, VA, first-time home buyer. If you are a veteran, there is no better loan than a VA loan. Of course, they'll help you through the maze of the mortgage world. 763-251-8000 or use my talk a keyword, David.
Oh, what in gay hell?
Uh-oh.
He seems pretty upset about something.
It's Unhappy Homo.
What is he so upset about?
Let's ask him. Jace?
Well, I'm just saying.
Time for Just Saying.
You got something you want to say?
That's right. Welcome back. It is a Russian nesting doll, Marushka doll of a segment. It's a segment within a segment within a segment. Hey, it's Jason and Alexis in the morning. Sans Alexis plus Colleen plus Holly. Lex will be back tomorrow. I don't usually wade in these waters, but I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Here's the deal. And you don't have to be a Star Wars fan to listen to this next segment. You just have to be a compassionate human being and a person that doesn't wear aluminum foil for their top, their bottom, and their headwear. Star Wars released a trailer recently for a show called The Acolyte. And we played a little bit of it here. It is about 100. The events take place 100 years before the events of anything that we've seen in any movie. So 100 years before The Phantom Menace. So no Luke, no Leia, no Obi-Wan, all new Jedi. It's a period of peace, but a darkness is rising. Oh. And the creator described it as a mix of Kill Bill and Frozen, which Ooh. Cracked me up. And I thought, oh my gosh, the fanboys are going to love this. They love martial arts. This is mixing Crouching Tiger, Hidden Jedi. I just thought, oh, this is a win. Mm. This is, you know, people have been bitching that all of the stories only take place within a 60 time frame period. I thought, oh, this is going to be the answer.
Yay.
To everybody.
Yay.
I watched it. I loved the trailer. I came on this show and said, I lied. I misled. I said, oh, I think this is a trailer that even the man baby Star Wars fans can agree with. There's a river of fandom that's very toxic mm-hmm. in Star Wars. It's legendary. I was completely wrong. I went back, and because just like Colleen's algorithm feeds her where to buy quality silicone feet.
True.
See the first hour to yes, understand please that do. Joke. My algorithm feeds me whiny, basement-dwelling, man-baby Star Wars fans yeah. on my algorithm. And if you Google Acolyte trailer in YouTube, or put it in there, you will see the reviews from these man-babies that have made a career out of slamming anything that Disney does with Star Wars. Now, I will pause right here and say, I call balls and strikes. I try to. I love Disney and I love Star Wars and I want to sleep with Bob Iger.
Mm-hmm.
But having said all three of those things, I have no problems calling out when Mickey Mouse does bad with Star Wars.
Yeah.
And they have done a good number of bad things. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Holly's face now. I'm just going to say three words. Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, wasted my life.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Yeah. I don't hate it quite as much as Holly, but I did that for Holly.
Thank you.
This trailer has received so much hate online. It has received so many the thumbs down. And I saw a TikToker named Nick. His nickname, his name online is Nick Codename Fulcrum. And he kind of encapsulated what I was feeling about this and what this hate really is. And I'm tired of hiding it. I'm tired of not saying it because it might be controversial, because this is the truth. Here's a little bit of Nick on TikTok ranting like I am about these trolls. Take it over, Nick.
His comments are saying is that the Acolyte is woke. And when you ask them about what they mean, they won't tell you, because they know if they do, they'll be called out. What it really means is they're being sexist and racist. Oh, how can I be sure? Because some actually do answer. Some are just brave enough to say that it's diversity, equity, and inclusion that they're against. And that diversity is being pushed on them. That this people existing makes that other person feel uncomfortable. Basically saying there are not enough white men.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, listen, I appreciate people calling that out and bringing that into the light of day, because so much of the troll behavior that you see Star Wars or elsewhere is rooted in a deep fear of a loss of power. And if you read between the lines, you will see when trolls are trolling, what they're trolling is anything that pushes back against any system that allows them to have control or power.
Hallelujah.
That's all it is. And trolls are going to troll. And so, you know, what happens if you are so committed to that behavior, you're it's like I don't play poker, but I know people who play poker. There's a thing called being pot committed, which is essentially like you have to play the game out because you've already put enough in the pot. And that's what these trolls do. They're so committed to this troll behavior, they cannot see the forest for the trees.
And even if the product ends up being good, they'll never admit it.
No, they will not, because they can't be wrong either.
Because this is...
That's a house of cards, and it all falls down when they admit that they're wrong.
Because let's be clear, if you're not a Star Wars fan, you wouldn't know this. This is a trailer, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. The damn show isn't even out to be judged. Mm-mm. Could it be a piece? Could it... I have mail.
Could You've it, got
it's
mail.
It's probably from a troll. You're so woke. And let me tell you, I am not. Whatever that means. And I think that has been so bastardized. That mm-hmm. term, it just irritates me.
It's turned
me
into a pejorative. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so irritating for me. But anyway, the show, could it suck? Yes. Mm-hmm. And if it does, it should be called out. But to just label it because, oh my goodness, there's a gay woman. There's a queer woman directing it, and there are characters in it that are different shades mm-hmm. of color. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. Imagine.
And I don't again, know. It's almost like, I don't know, the world.
Yeah. Well, it's just like I had to remind people with the uproar of The Little Mermaid, the live action, when the beautiful Hailey Bailey played. I had to remind people in my life that got upset about this. I had to gently remind them.
Yeah. They're mermaids.
Mermaids aren't real.
Yeah.
Just FYI. No. No. You do know mermaids aren't real.
They're mythical.
And Jedi.
Also not real.
Not real.
Not real.
And there are white people in this trailer. I just want to say that too. Yeah. It just bothers me because a lot of the hate, and I did what this guy did. I read some of the comments and he's absolutely right. They're no longer in the couch cushions.
Yeah.
They are blatantly saying they don't like that Carrie Moss is the lead Jedi. And they don't like that. Oh, it's another Star Wars with a lead female character. That's why they don't look. There's a lot to bitch about Rise of Skywalker. But one of the main complaints with these man babies, these insecure man babies, is that the protagonist isn't a dude. Mm-hmm.
You know, like you just said, you know, the insecurity of the man babies. I mean, when you start to see trolling behavior as what it really is fear. You start to realize, you know, those voices seem really loud and they seem really powerful, but they're really not. They're scared.
Yeah. May I quote Yoda to wrap this up?
I wish you would.
Fear is the path to the dark side.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Guess we know where they are.
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate.
You are so good at that.
Very.
Hate leads to suffering. There we go.
Jason, yeah. You are turning short and green in front of my very eyes.
Girl, I wish. Girl, I just need I could take off some inches. Anyway, it just irritates me. I don't usually go down that route, but I just, this trailer looks really good. And the fact that I then went on and saw all of these people profiting off fear and hate and sexism and it's just disgusts me.
Yeah.
And Star Wars fans love nothing more than to complain about Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sometimes embarrassed of my own fellow fans. Mm. It's just gross. It's just gross.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's take a break, shall we? And go get a Miller Lite. We'll be. Hey, everybody. Colin and I ran to Red last night. We did. I'm here for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. We ran to Red Cow to get that salad. Ooh, that kale salad. And we added the peanut crispy shrimp. The peanut crispy shrimp is also available in appetizer form. I love that darn salad. I literally could eat it every day. I know you're like, what's so special about a kale salad? It's the dressing. It is the tiger sauce on the shrimp. It's just so good. It's just so good. So if you're looking for a salad that will fill you up, get that kale salad and add the peanut crispy shrimp. Now, if you want a burger, hello, you're running to Red Cow. The award-winning double barrel burger. They have a 60-40. They have a turkey burger that I love. They have a tuna burger that Colin loves. So no matter what you're looking for, before you go to the Lion King this week on Hennepin, get that downtown early and run to Red Cow North Loop. You just might see me there. So run to Red this week. We're going to end in just a minute with a Just Saying with Holly Roberts about wiener water. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Sans Alexis plus Holly, or plus Colleen.
Hello, hello.
I want to say one more thing, because if you feel the way that you do about the past topic, about the Star Wars and the trolls and being fearful of, various people getting roles in movies. And I mentioned The Little Mermaid. I want to repeat this. Because it was a transformative night that I'll never forget in this job. If you feel that way, I wish you would have been in the theater with me, with my husband and me, when we went to go see the press screening for The Little Mermaid, the live action last year, which received eye rolls too from people that just didn't understand why there needed to be a black mermaid. Colin and I sat there, and I've never been so moved. And I told Lex and Holly this the next day. Colin and I got there early and we watched all of these mothers walk in with their little girls of color, the mothers of color and their daughters, and the joy on their faces, seeing a character that looks like them, that they can dress up like it. We cried. Colin and I instantly started crying. Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, we already have a mermaid. I have a mermaid that looks like me. I don't need another one.
Yeah.
And the fact that these little girls were like crying in happy tears with their mermaid tails, and the moms were almost in tears, and they were taking pictures in front of a aerial that they had set up that looks like them. It matters, people.
Representation matters.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not a political statement. It's just, you have to have a heart. You have to have a heart, and we fight about too much nowadays, and we shouldn't be fighting about stuff like this. If it makes a little girl happy, who cares? Why does it bother you?
Right.
It doesn't.
Mm-mm.
We now turn to wiener water.
Obviously.
I'm just saying.
Time for Just Saying.
You got something you want to say?
Guys, it's March 28th.
Thank you.
And that means that a certain date is just around the corner. It's actually happening on Monday.
Ah, yes.
That is April 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as April Fool's Day.
I hate it.
And my just saying is, you can't pregame April Fool's Day.
I agree with this.
You can't pregame this. Now, my ire is directed at the wonderful folks at 7-Eleven. Who released a press release concerning a collaboration about a Miracle Seltzer collab. So we're getting 7-Eleven, and this company is going to be making flavors of seltzer water. You know, it's a hot category. They're going to release flavors, lemon lime, green apple, sweet orange, and hot dog. which draws inspiration from 7-Eleven's Big Bite hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
What this says is the Big Bite hot dog sparkling water combines the delicious mouthwatering experience of 7-Eleven's Big Bite hot dog into one refreshing beverage, ketchup and mustard included.
Okay.
But here's the thing, guys. This collaboration, this hot dog sparkling water, is set to make its debut when?
April 1st.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you, Holly. April Fool's Day jokes, pranks, need to be confined to the hours of 12:01 a.m. on 4-1.
Yep.
And they must be completed, and I mean seen all the way through, at 11:59 p.m.
And then done and done. We've moved on.
I don't want the reveal the next day. I don't want that. Everything needs to be encapsulated within those 23 hours and 58 minutes.
Yeah.
Outside of that, bye.
But they put it in the press release. Come like, you on. Guys, come it on does. Now. Amateur hour here.
Colleen, I'm picking up. You seem very defensive about April Fool's Day.
Well, I don't know why. Am I sensing something? You are. I have some raw emotions. They're still in there. I don't observe April Fool's Day any longer. Ever since the day I almost lost my job,
was that mandated by human relations?
No, I just that I 86'd myself. I was like, you know what? I think we've learned some lessons here, and I shan't be doing that any longer.
Uh huh.
Pranking is not, shall we say, for me.
No. But Holly, you're right. And the marketing person, God bless a terrier, and God bless a marketing person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you messed up on this one.
Yeah. And bless your Big Bite hot dog sparkling water.
Yeah.
Can I add something else that I would like to tag along to your just saying,
please.
Holly?
Uh-huh, please. Yes, and.
Oh, here, hold on. Here.
Okay, make thanks.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Time for just saying.
Yeah.
You got something you want to say?
I am doubling down. If you are a brand, if you are a brand or a nationally recognized store, I just want to get. I want you to know you can have a hall pass. You don't have to participate.
Thank you.
In April Fool's Day, and so if you find yourself in a meeting with executives in suits who are saying, "What are we gonna do for April Fool's Day?" and they're finger gunning, it's okay to say nothing. We're gonna do nothing. What if we zig when everybody else zags? What if we don't go for the low hanging fruit and throw out a dumb thing like wiener water seltzer? You know, because if you're gonna do it, you got to do it well.
Also, they
didn't. Hallelujah.
And everybody's doing it, so then you're not gonna cut through anyway. So it's not original.
No.
So
no.
Stop it, please. Just it's okay to say no.
Also, you didn't play the prank tape all the way through, because I am looking at this Miracle Seltzer, their website, and they only tout 3 of the 4 flavors.
Yeah.
There is no hot dog flavor limited edition can, so they didn't play the tape of the joke all the way through.
Yeah, I'm sending out hall passes this year to brands and to marketing departments. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do a thing.
Mm-mm. Or as the cornhole woman says,
cut the crap.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Cut the crap.
That's right.
Yes, because what is this cornhole woman?
This is absolutely ridiculous.
That's right.
This is stupid.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. No, you could DIY that hot dog seltzer. Just get a can of regular sparkling water and then just scoop out some of the hot dog water.
Yeah, or like take your wiener water and hit it up in the soda stream and boom, bing, bang, boom.
You got.
Congrats.
There we go. Colleen, thank you for playing with us today.
You guys, thank you for putting up with me.
There's no putting up.
3.5 hours of sleep. This was really fun.
It's fantastic. Tomorrow, Alexis has a humdinger of a story. She will share, plus weekly trivia face-off special guest, Amelia Santinello Vassalero and Frank Vassalero Santinello. That's tomorrow. But right now, go out there and be yourself. Right, Holly?
Yeah, that's right. You be you. If you like feet, you like feet. That's great. Donna and Steve Experience, they're up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Jace for MSP, the number one airport, and it's ours. So let me get right to some tips. My executive producer, Jeff, flew out yesterday. It's still spring break season. He said the parking ramps were the Terminal 2 were sold out. So I'm telling you this because if you are traveling in the next few days, take my tip that I've been telling you and reserve your space right now. MSPairport.com. Terminal 1, Terminal 2, reserve your spot in the parking ramp. And don't forget about the brand new Silver Ramp. The most modern, they have EV charging units, and it's a quick tram ride to the main terminal. And get there early. And you can also reserve your space in the TSA line. And if you don't do that, make sure you look at the south and the north checkpoints. The time difference can be up to 15 minutes, so look left and right. And get there early to take advantage of everything that makes MSP number one.